Talking about the possibility of sanctions or other steps with our friends in Europe and elsewhere. President Yanukovych has the opportunity to make a choice. A choice is between protecting the people that he serves, all of the people, and a choice for compromise and dialogue versus violence and mayhem.
Talking about the Ukraine, that's the Secretary of State, John Kerry. Oh, there's a choice, you betcha. At least the fire has been doused. Too many people dying in this clash in the Ukraine and Kiev, and too many people injured as well, almost 500 people. Which way and what direction do they go? It's tough to say. Not a part of Mother Russia since 1991. Our friends outside our borders, others are having problems, like in Venezuela. Of course, the city was on fire, as it was Kiev, was just a day ago. But in Venezuela, they're all of a sudden more than plagued with crime ever since President Maduro was elected, and that's been 10 months. In fact, they say Venezuela has been ruined by 15 years of socialist rule. It's interesting, too, when you think about this. You have movie stars like Sean Penn, who embraced Hugo the Butcher Chavez, and I could never understand it. Did they not realize what was really happening in that country? Now it's coming full force, with ridiculous inflation, 57%, people that are being kidnapped, crime sky high, and anybody protesting the government finding themselves in a precarious situation. Maduro is ruling with an iron fist, to say the least. Leopold Lopez, somebody leading the charge, the opposition, now finds himself in prison after surrendering because there was a week-long manhunt to track him down to face charges, including terrorism and murder, which really is tied to all of this unrest that has erupted after a huge anti-government protest back on February 12th. So deadly clashes in Venezuela and in the Ukraine, lots of problems in a lot of other cities and countries. I bring it up at the top because we have some of the ridiculousness that is coming out of Washington. That includes the insistence that the Affordable Care Act law is solving all the dilemmas of people who don't have insurance, when in fact more and more people are looking under the hood, that's what I call it, and finding out that, yep, you got insurance. Magic Johnson said it on the public service announcement. Boy, we feel good. We're figuring out ways to pay for it, but hey, we're covered. Problem is, it's a $6,000 deductible. So that's happening to people. Other people had insurances canceled and now are paying three times as much. And, of course, the health exchanges, the biggest problem with the health exchanges is the fact that you don't have any young people, or not enough anyway, signing up. And that makes it uneven and creates a problem because you need healthy people, lots of them, and lots of young people, and to help the older people who are also in the health exchange. And trust me, I would like nothing better than to come on the air and say, man, I had it all wrong. This is a great plan. This is a great plan. You know, the deadline to get 7 million is coming up. It doesn't look like they're going to get 7 million. The totals in California are there. The amount they wanted to sign up in California, they're signed up. So there are states that say they're having success with at least the sign-up part, and they're having people sign up that are actually have already paid for their first month or two. Let's put it that way, really month, going into their second month. We had Tim Cummins on the show, who owns the Colorado Pot Shop. And I throw this into the mix at the top because it's only been since the beginning of January, and the amount of money that the state of Colorado is making from the pot tax is unbelievable. They say they are raking it in because sales are so strong since January 1st. So far what's happened is the governor, Hickenlooper, says that the estimate of how much the state will make from the pot taxes, they're talking about $99 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. $99 million. And then the next fiscal year is going to be near $1 billion. Think other states are going to try to legalize marijuana. There were six priorities for spending the pot sales taxes in Colorado. $45 million for drug prevention, youth drug prevention. $40 million for substance abuse treatment. $12 million for public health. So that's some pretty good money that they're going to be able to spend in Colorado. How about that? But there are some banks like Wells Fargo and First Bank who say they're not going to offer new loans to landowners with pre-existing leases with pot businesses. They won't do it. And they told commercial clients that they have to evict marijuana businesses or get refinancing somewhere else. So they are digging their heels in on that one. And First Bank is doing the same thing. Oh, can you imagine that? Trying the eviction thing. By the way, there's another 15% pot excise tax that would kick in too. That's $40 million a year. That's for school construction. And they think they'll reach that pretty easily. So, Colorado, the golden state in a lot of ways, that at least from the projections, it looks pretty, pretty good from my point of view as far as what they can do with the money and how they can stretch it. How they can stretch it. Oh, we got a good thing for you on the flip side. One, how much does it really cost to win an Olympic medal? I'll explain. And how about the fact that the U.S. wasted $100 billion in improper payments back in 2012. What does that mean? I'll explain coming up around the bend. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet's rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
All right, we're going to get to government waste in just a second. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Before we get there, Nathan Reeder, the maestro of this extravaganza called ATN, how much do you think, if you were to win a gold medal in the Olympics, how much do you think Uncle Sam would tax you for that gold medal?
Oh, that's really interesting. Too much.
Too much is right. Check this out. You'd be stunned to learn this because, you know, they're amateurs, supposedly, and they get all this money for training if they're good and get sponsorships and it costs a fortune and all of that. So $25,000 if you win a gold is what you get from the U.S. Olympic Committee. It's a cash prize, $25,000. $15,000 for silver, $10,000 for bronze. But because the money is considered earned income abroad, the IRS taxes it 39%.
Whoa.
I think that is such a ripoff. So you have those ice dancers that have been together for 17 years, Merrill Davis and Charlie White. They're going to get taxed $9,900 out of that $25,000, basically $10,000. So really, it's like they're getting 15.
If they're a group, do...
No, they have to pay separate.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy. Yeah. I think it's unbelievable. Like Ted Ligety, who just won the giant slalom for the U.S. the other day on skis. What an incredible run he had to clinch that. He's going to have to pay that almost $10,000 on the gold. And I think that is crazy. $15,000 for silver, $10,000 for bronze again. The IRS wants its money. And check this out. The story goes even further. Because Congress, back in 2012, there was a bill they were coming up with a bill. Somebody got upset about it, saying, oh, this is so silly, this is ridiculous, we need to come up with a law that doesn't, so they don't have to be taxed on that. But Congress doesn't support the exemption. They have to support it. So if an athlete treats his or her sports activity sort of a business, then related expenses could be deductible, but the training expenses, the travel, the equipment, all that could be adjusted. But you still would have the tax in some way. So the bill, there was a proposal of a bill right around the summer games, but it never even came to a vote. That is such a ripoff. I don't know. I just think it should be exempt. That's it. Just should be exempt. Let's talk about waste. $100 billion in improper payments in 2012. So what does that mean? The Fiscal Times reported in January that the government made $688 billion in improper payments from 2002 to 2012. The top five entities that showed improper payments included Medicare, fee for service, Medicaid, Medicare Advantage, the Earned Income Tax Credit, unemployment insurance, and supplemental security income. So the reality is that federal spending is so massive that it's tough to correctly watch what's happening there. So that means fraud, waste, abuse, squandering, that's really at the heart of this, I would think. But the fact that we have that $688 billion in improper payments, ugh. Improper payments.
We're just making this up, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just making it up. So we have all this money. I mean, we're bleeding money. We're hemorrhaging. We'll just give it out there. Fraud for especially Medicaid, Medicare fraud. I mean, it's crazy what people have walked away with in doing that. The Earned Income Tax Credit, unemployment insurance. Man, that's a lot of money. $100 billion altogether in improper waste. $100 billion, poof, out the window. There's something infuriating about that. Really infuriating. You might feel the same way. If you do, send me a note. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. The number is what's so staggering. The number is crazy. Should not be that high. Shouldn't be. Remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber out of Miami? He was going Miami to Paris. This was only 3 months after 9/11. Thank goodness he was thwarted by passengers and crew. That was back in the days when everybody, and I think people still feel this way. Something happens on a plane, we're tackling you. If half the plane gets up, we're all going to save us. We're going to save the plane. We're going to tackle you. So now they're saying that there's warnings on planes headed to the United States from other places. And because they found a few things, they feel like they need to issue a warning just to be more vigilant. It's not for domestic flights, it's for flights that are coming in from other places. But they reported it that there were threats, if you remember, to Russia flights from the United States that were going to Russia. And you look at the security checks, nobody wants to go through the security checks. I mean, really, they don't want to go through. TSA has changed some security procedures to allow kids, younger kids, and passengers 75 and older to keep their shoes on. They also have a fee-based deal that allows flyers to submit to background checks and avoid having to remove their shoes, jackets, all that kind of stuff because they get checked out. I was actually traveling with somebody. I think there was a couple of people. There's a lot of people that were at the conference that I was at in Grenada. You remember that I've talked about. And there were probably three people that didn't have to go through the traditional customs route. And they had their bags, poof, and they were off in no time while the rest of us waited in incredibly long lines. Incredibly long lines. So there is something to that if you want to go through the whole check deal, which I think would be, which I don't know, but I would want to be submitted to that. Because we're probably all on lists anyway. We probably, and, you know, I don't think I'm really joking. I think we are, for other reasons, on lists. So who knows what that process would be like anyway. I'm just thinking out loud. It might not be so easy. It might be tougher than I think that it has been in the past. Might be a lot tougher in dealing with that. Would you believe if I told you that the Tea Party is celebrating an anniversary, 5th anniversary? Man, when you start marking time like that, that's when you start to feel really old. 5th anniversary of the modern Tea Party movement. It started on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Or at least he's credited with it, Rick Santelli. He says a lot of people have been credited with starting the modern-day Tea Party, but make no mistake, it was Rick Santelli is what they're all saying. Because he had a monologue that hit a lot of people. And he was ranting about the homeowner bailout that was proposed by the Obama administration. So he said, all of you capitalists that want to show up to Lake Michigan, I'm going to start an organization. And then he, you know, talked about the whole Tea Party thing. And he said something lit the fuse that led to the Tea Party. That he was talking about contract law and the government promoting bad behavior. And the Tea Party is credited for putting new life, in some cases, people would say, into the GOP with the wins in the houses in 2010. And it still is a big force in the Republican Party and in politics. So how about that? Santelli gets the credit in July of 2009. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's happening in Venezuela? I've mentioned before that I spent a couple of wonderful times in Caracas. It's so sad for me to see this. Leopoldo Martinez is a leading Venezuelan opposition figure who served in the country's Congress between 2000 and 2005. Now the director of the Center for Democracy and Development in the Americas, that's in Washington, D.C. So we see how Venezuela has exploded lately. And Venezuelan protest leader Leopoldo Lopez surrendering. Another person has died. The death total is going up. We've got, I think, four or five people now at this point. Leopoldo, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. And thank you very much for the space with America Tonight. And I think it's very important that you showed the concern you just expressed about what's going on in my beloved Venezuela. As you just reported, I mean, the repression that the regime is exercising against its citizens and the persecution against political leaders is just out of proportion at this point. We have more than 200 youth students who protested last week, subject to different kinds of legal proceedings. Some of them remain in prison. Some of them are subject to different kinds of judicial scrutiny at this point. And we even have reports of torture against these young people that just went out to the streets in their day, the day of the youth, the day of the student, to signal to the government their discontent with the different situations that we are undergoing in the country. And it's important to also note that the government has originated not only this spiral of repression, but also a spiral of violence. For many years, the so-called revolution that Chavez promoted in Venezuela, which now President Maduro continues to promote, has engaged in a process of preparing these paramilitary groups that they call the colectivos. And these are groups that are armed and sponsored by the government to protect the revolution. Unthinkable in a democracy that is happening, But the fact is that these groups had infiltrated and inflicted violence in every form of protest that the opposition has carried over the past few days. So you have repression by the government and violence by these revolutionary paramilitary groups that are operating with the sponsorship of the government. It's becoming a real concern for many in Latin America. You have President Oscar Arias, former President Alejandro Toledo, and many others in the community expressing concern, yet the OAS has not taken action. Today in Washington, Senator Menendez has issued a statement which we welcome in Venezuela because he has expressed that the government of Venezuela has to be bound by its commitment to human rights as it is expressed in the different conventions or international treaties to which Venezuela is a party. So the situation is very critical. Now, the point is, Kate, why are the Venezuelans protesting? Why are they manifesting against the government?
Yep.
And it's good for the Americans to know that in spite of the oil being $100 per barrel, the Venezuelans are undergoing a tremendous, a horrible economic crisis. There are shortages of food every day in every supermarket in the country. There are issues with the service of electricity in the country. There are power outages all over the country, in different areas of the country every month. There is inflation of 57% per year, which is, as we speak, the highest inflation rate in Latin America. And there is negative growth in the economy. So the people of Venezuela cannot understand why, if the oil of Venezuela is being sold at $100 per barrel, or could be sold at $100 per barrel in the international market, why the economy of Venezuela is doing so badly. And they, of course, are going out to the street to express their discontent with this economic situation. Then you move on to the issue of citizen security. Venezuela has, this day, the second highest rate of murders, homicides, in the region, only second to Honduras. So there are more murders or homicides in Venezuela today than there are in countries like Mexico that has a situation with the drug cartels, that they're confronting the drug lords, as you know, in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And there is more violence in Venezuela than there is in Colombia, which remains a country in political conflict. So how could that be possible? Well, the central government of Venezuela, now in the hands of Nicolas Maduro, and former President Chavez did the same thing, do not want to engage in any form of cooperation. They not only have concentrated all the resources available to the municipal and regional police, but they don't want to engage in any form of cooperation with the municipalities and governorships where the opposition has an elected leader. So Enrique Capriles, who is the former presidential candidate that confronted both President Chavez and Maduro, is the governor of the state of Miranda, one of the most important states in the country. He receives no cooperation from the national government to confront crime. The same happens in the 90 cities that are under the control of mayors that do not have sympathy with the political party or are not affiliated with the political party of Mr. Maduro. Among those 90 cities, you have the largest capital city of Venezuela in the hands of mayors that sympathize with the Mesa de Unidad Democrática, which is the opposition pole to the government, yet the government of Maduro does not want to engage in any form of cooperation with them to confront crime. So the Venezuelans, of course, the citizens who are the ones suffering from this rate of violence and these levels of insecurity are the ones that are taking the street to claim from their government some action, not only in the economic front, but also in the area of citizen security, which has become a great issue in the country, not only because of the violence, but also because of the kidnapping and all of the other problems that are affecting the safety of the citizens of Venezuela. So this is why the people are asking their government in the street to do something. And the response they get from the government is repression, violence, and now this persecution against the leader of the opposition and other members of his party, Carlos Vecchio, a prominent leader of his party, Voluntad Popular. Congresswoman Maria Corina Machado is also under attack by the government. And nobody can understand in the opposition why the government has taken this repressive stand when the citizens are only asking for good government and good responses to the crisis that we have. And the opposition has lent every word. every intent of dialogue with the government to resolve the problems that we have in Venezuela. So it's a very difficult situation that we are undergoing. And, of course, it is important for the world to know and be aware of the repressive nature of the regime that has been installed and evolved in Venezuela, particularly after the death of Hugo Chavez, where the situation has become even worse than under Chavez in this area of institutional erosion and the lack of commitment to democratic values. I think that Chavez had a leadership that gave him more self-confidence, and he didn't resort to repression in the way that Maduro, or to the levels that Maduro has done as we speak.
So we only have a minute or two left, but Leopoldo, obviously, I mean, you told us everything that's happening there that you can't ignore it. 57% inflation, people taking to the street, and the torture. In other words, why shouldn't they be able to oppose what's happening with the government? Certainly kidnapping, arresting businessmen for speculation, all this kind of crazy stuff. So ultimately, raising awareness is one thing. You've written some powerful op-eds, like in the Wall Street Journal. What do you hope will happen sooner rather than later for the Venezuelan people?
Well, I think that we have to, and every American citizen that is listening to what I am saying today, could do something about it. Because if we are aware of what's going on in Venezuela, we have a very powerful resource, which is calling your congressmen, the leaders of the party to which you belong, in order to demand from them that they exercise pressure over the leadership in the OAS. Venezuela, as well as the United States and all the countries in Latin America, are members of the Organization of American States. And we are bound by two very important legal instruments, the Convention on Human Rights and the Democratic Charter of the Americas. And those are two very powerful instruments that could be used to promote different forms of solution to the Venezuelan crisis, only if the different countries in Latin America commit to making those instruments enforceable in the Organization of American States. We have a number of people in the U.S. leadership that are aware of that, but there must be awareness of every American about this, just because of the commitment to these universal values of democracy and human rights. But then on the other hand, Venezuela has been historically a great friend to the U.S. We had a fantastic relation over the years. We're one of America's most important oil suppliers and partners. And that relation has been damaged over the past 15 years. And it does have a consequence, not only for Venezuelans, but for Americans. To have this situation deteriorating to the levels it is today, I think that between the people of Venezuela and the people of the United States, there is so much funding, so much history, and so much common causes in the past for the sake of democracy and for the sake of progress in the region, that we need to energize and mobilize the voice of many in the world to exercise significant pressure over the international community, the OAS and the United Nations, and other organizations that have the mandate to operate in the inter-American system to demand for a solution to the crisis, where not only the U.S., but other countries in Latin America should take and play an active role to promote dialogue, reconciliation, and commitment to democracy in Venezuela, from the government of Nicolas Maduro, who has shown, as we speak, an absolute lack of commitment to democratic values.
Wow. Leopoldo, I wish the best for the people, and I hope people listening to us take heart to what he's saying. Power to the people. Get busy. Make those contacts. And thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you very much, Kate, and thanks for having me and giving me this window to appeal to a great audience in this great country and let them know that there's people crying in the very area of human rights and freedom, not so far from the U.S. and Venezuela.
Thanks, Leopoldo.
Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Kind of hard because it's hard to find parking and do all that, so we just try to make a way for people to walk.
It's crazy. We don't need it anymore. That's it. We're ready for summer.
You knew I had to throw the snow in somewhere, right? Better place to find it than at the tail end of this show instead of your driveway, huh? I have a friend that sent me an email today and said, for all the people who are criticizing you for talking about the snow, tell them that I have cleared my driveway, my sidewalk, 10 times this season, 10 times this winter, and I don't think we're done yet. Yeah, because here's the problem. You can't have anyone slip and fall in front of the house, right? And then you don't want to slip and fall on your driveway, so you got to shovel, shovel, shovel. And I've already said this, but Philadelphia, South Jersey, they seem to have gotten the brunt of a lot of this snow. Massachusetts and Maine and all those kind of places in New England get lots of snow. But people, yo, in Philly, they're not used to it. You know what I'm saying? You just, there's no getting used to it. Fighting at the market over the last piece of meat on the shelf. It's crazy. So let's recap this. We have a drought in California where they're talking about figuring out a way to get water to more people, and it's probably going to cost at least $700 million. We have a salt shortage on the East Coast because of all the salt that's been used up with the snow and ice and huge problems they've had. In the Midwest, people just wear masks. They look kind of like the original layered people. In other words, you know when you see those old photographs, and I always wondered this, you know, how they just look like they had blankets on top of themselves and a few holes in the middle so they could breathe. I'm not kidding you. That's what it's like in the Midwest. For our friends at the mothership at GCN in Minneapolis, it is cold out there, baby. It's cold. Nathan Reeder, you and I were talking earlier today, and you said that it's like shorts weather now. It's supposed to, by the way, snow in Minneapolis, supposed to get up to like 12 inches, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow, which is nothing for the people there. But what was the temperature like earlier in the day in Minneapolis?
I was doing my spring cleaning. I'm serious. It was like 43 or 45 or something outside, and it is definitely summertime.
43. So the ultimate gift, anytime you buy somebody a gift in Minnesota, is you can just always get gloves and hats and scarves, right?
Hats. Yeah, hats are cool. I had too many gloves for myself this winter, but I had friends who needed them, so I guess, yeah. But hats are the coolest.
Hats. And you need the hats to come down over your ears, too, by the way, or something at least that's really super warm, because that's where it gets you, the ears, the hands, all that kind of stuff. And they certainly know what it's like at the headquarters of GCN. I want to mix in a couple of odds and ends for you. One, if you don't care about the Olympics, at least have a little bit of that American pride. 23 medals. Woohoo! Team USA, and we're not done yet, I don't believe, in some of the events that are coming up. So, 7 gold medals at this point, but 23 overall. Closest to us, the Netherlands and Russia with 22. 22. All right, this is crazy. They've had, I'll just segue into another quick sports thing for a second, because I know a lot of you are motorheads. 2 big car crashes on Wednesday's opening round of the Daytona 500 practice at the Speedway there. The first happened when a rookie driver, Cole Witt, had a piece of debris go through the nose of his Toyota, which sent him spiraling in to turn 3, the wall there. And then, when he came down, he hit another driver, who then made contact with another driver. You get it. It's kind of like a freeway backup. Jeff Gordon was in the middle of that whole thing, too. Somehow, he was hit and got stuck, too. Pretty tough. They, like, jammed on the top of his hood, I think. So it's that debris thing. If you see the video of it, it's wicked. I used to be one of those people that turned my nose up at the whole driving thing. But then I went out and I saw IRL and I saw a little NASCAR. First of all, it was so loud, I think I blew my eardrums out. But it was intense to watch them fueling up and the whole process. They took me through the whole thing. So I got to say, I had a new respect for the whole deal of driving. You have to have some kind of nerves to get behind the wheel of some of these things, especially the IRL cars, because they look like match cars and they have to like drop you in. But even the same thing, even with the with NASCAR and what happens as you go around the turns and the refueling and the possibility of the crashes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. People are still talking about the whole Powerball thing. There was a winner, so if you have a ticket, sorry if I spoiled that for you and you have to check the numbers. Maybe you have 5 of the number, 4 of the numbers or whatever. Powerball winner, tickets sold in Cali. It could be a person, could be a whole group of people. We don't really know much more than that at this point. Huge news that I think would send some of you screaming into the wee hours. A Nebraska judge ixnayed the Keystone Pipeline. There's a lot of pressure to approve the construction of it back in Washington. Now all of a sudden, Nebraska is in the middle of this. They have been in the middle of it, but initially all of that passed because they took the authorization power away from their public service commission and gave it to the governor. So the governor, in turn, gave eminent domain power to the pipeline builders who are TransCanada, and now this judge in Nebraska has taken it away, saying that the governor didn't have the power to approve the route under the state's constitution. So that's a big stall. That almost gives Washington a pass, because now they can say, hey, that's not my deal. That's not us. That's the state. That's Nebraska holding things up. And, of course, the White House has passed the ball on that anyway. They're saying it's up to the State Department. They're not even dealing with it. Not even dealing with it, saying you just deal with it. And, by the way, if you're going to get on a plane anytime soon, the airlines are saying that there is a shoe bomber alert going on. The Department of Homeland Security told the airlines about this new threat, urged them to really pay attention to flights from overseas into the states, and they consider it a credible warning that this could be a way to attack passengers using any kind of explosives concealed in shoes. So they're paying extra attention to shoes on flights to the United States from overseas. Might get more pat-downs, that joyous full body screening, you know, that kind of thing. And the reason is because, you know the whole thing with the shoe bombs. They're harder to trace. And that's why all of a sudden then they start tracking the shoes, you know, taking your shoes off. I mean, listen, it's just a reminder, right, that we're under constant threat. Nothing is different about that, except for that there must be a reason why they've been elevated to the status of being very careful of the planes that are coming in. Remember, you've got to go all the way back to the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, who first set the red flags off on that possibility just 3 months after the September 11th attacks back in 2001, when he tried to ignite bombs that were in his sneakers on a flight from Paris to Miami. And luckily, he was, of course, tackled by the passengers and the crew. He's got a life sentence now in beautiful Florence, Colorado. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.